This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. It's important to understand that the media is quite literally at war with America. The left-wing media, mainstream media, has become, really, they're engaged in terrorism, psychological terrorism, and they're committed to ripping America apart to try to destroy this country under President Trump. They're committed to pushing hatred, bigotry, racism, intolerance, economic collapse, anything that they can get away with. They are committed to using their power to stoke violence, to stoke fear. And these media organizations must be stopped and dismantled. And Ann Coulter said it best when she said they must die. Now, she's not referring to the people. She's referring to the institutions of the fake media. And I agree with the assessment that the media must be dismantled. We are so far beyond anything resembling free press. You know, you don't have the right to yell fire in a crowded theater. That's where the First Amendment stops. Well, the mainstream media is yelling fire in a crowded theater. They are yelling, they are screaming hatred, racism, violence, civil war, economic collapse in a country that, let's face it, is on the verge of exploding into all the things that they want to see. You know, violence in the streets, stock market collapse, everything. The media is abusing its position of authority and influence to such an extent that it's criminal. That's why today I'm calling for President Trump to invoke the Insurrection Act and to send thousands of military police to arrest the terrorists posing as journalists throughout the left-wing media that's running these PSYOP terrorism campaigns across America. They are not journalists and they're not exercising the legitimate function of the free press. They are committed to destroying this country from within, causing chaos, causing violence, causing a race war, and they must be stopped. Ann Coulter's right when she says they must die. She's talking about the media. She says they can't be reformed, and she's right about that. And that's why President Trump, I would hope, maybe after he's elected in 2020 again or reelected, maybe he'll have the strength to do this. But America may not even exist as we know it by that time if the media gets its way. They want to rip this country to shreds, and they are doing everything in their power to do so. They deliberately lie. NBC News is nothing but a smear machine running hit pieces on the independent media. The New York Times is now pushing racism and bigotry as the foundation of what America stands for. This is all they're doing now. They're a propaganda rag pushing bigotry with revisionist history. It's beyond unethical. It's criminal. It's malicious. It is designed to cause chaos and mayhem and social unrest and eventually a revolution. That's what the New York Times is pushing for. And it shows you how dangerous these leftists really are. When they don't win an election, they are willing to see society break down into total chaos just to say, told you so, you should have elected Hillary Clinton. They don't care how many people die. They don't care what happens to the economy and the businesses and the entrepreneurs. They don't care how many cities have to burn as long as they get to destroy their political enemies. They don't care how many people are murdered, slaughtered in the streets, in acts of violence that they themselves have whipped up. They don't care because they are terrorists. The New York Times, every person that works for the New York Times is a terrorist. Every person who works for CNN is a terrorist sympathizer. I'm telling you, they are the enemies of America. Now, it doesn't mean that we should commit acts of violence against them. No. We denounce violence. We call for President Trump to arrest them charge them with the crimes that they are carrying out, acts of treason against the United States of America, a deliberate, coordinated coup attempt that they have, they have pushed their dangerous, toxic delusions at every opportunity to try to rip this country apart. Well, it's time to stop them. And it can be done through the Department of Justice. And it's not an attack on the free press, because they are not the free press any longer. They are nothing but propaganda, treasonous, malicious actors. They are enemies of America. It's time to stop them and dismantle their terrorist organizations. You know what the real press is in America? It's the independent press, the independent media, the Epoch Times. You know? And that's the real media in America. Breitbart, Zero Hedge, InfoWars, Natural News. That's the real media, and many others. We're the ones covering the real stories. We're the ones telling the truth. We told you the truth about fluoride, you know, over a decade ago. Now the Journal of the American Medical Association comes out and says, yeah, fluoride lowers IQs in children. Sure enough, we told you that over 10 years ago. And the media called us liars, and the media said we were fake news when we told the truth about fluoride. Do we get an apology now from the media? Of course not. No, they say we're fake news for being early. You were too early in being correct, so that's fake. Oh, really? That's your logic now? Amazing. While the left-wing media is pushing lies and outrageously absurd conspiracy theories constantly, Russia collusion hoax, Trump hatred, that Trump is a racist, give me a break, or that protecting your borders is racist? No, it's called national security, having a country. But it all comes back to the fact that the left-wing media now is, they are the enemy of the people. They are enemy combatants. They are waging a war against the American people. They're waging a psychological war, and they're trying to whip up a kinetic war on the streets of America. They want America's cities to burn. They want mass murder in the streets. They want a race war. They want chaos. They want everything to go wrong, and they're pushing as aggressively as possible to try to make that happen. It's beyond, again, it's so criminal. It has to be stopped. And the tech giants are complicit in this, because the only news sources that they consider to be authoritative are, of course, the terrorist news organizations that are the enemies of America. Same thing with Wikipedia. Wikipedia is a terrorist organization. Wikipedia even says that ICE detention centers are concentration camps, because Wikipedia is run by the same lunatic leftists that run Google and Facebook and the Democrat Party and the New York Times. It's all the same people, and they're all insane. They are delusional. They are dangerous. They are gone. They have been brainwashed into so much hatred and delusion that they've lost touch with reality. And they don't realize that they're following in the footsteps of Adolf Hitler and the Third Reich and the brown shirts and genocide against the Jews. Because now every Democrat in America, it seems, wants to commit genocide against conservatives at a scale that's 10 times bigger than the Holocaust. They want to mass murder tens of millions of Americans who are conservatives or Trump supporters or gun owners or Christians. And they think they are the tolerant ones. They think they are doing what's right by calling for death squads against conservatives. Oh, and by the way, they want you to give up your guns first so they can murder you more easily. Yep, and they'll probably murder you with your own gun if you're stupid enough to give them your gun, or guns, plural. None of us have just one, not even close. But if you give them your guns, they'll just say, get on your knees, buddy. I hope your rifle was loaded, because they're going to use it. You know, this is what they want. They're going to put a bullet in the back of your head if you give them your guns. Because every bureaucrat, every lawmaker, every journalist who demands that you give up your guns, they are all criminal traitors, guilty of the most heinous crimes against this nation and against individual liberty. And they must all be, of course, removed from power. They must all be denied control over you, and their institutions, which are terrorist organizations, must be dismantled. And I hope that Trump sees this, and I hope that he would take action against this soon. Because I fear that if he doesn't, that at some point the people will just rise up and do it themselves, and then we will actually be in the civil war that the left-wing media wants to start, which I don't want to see happen. I don't want to see bloodshed in the streets. But at some point, when they're taking away everything, your freedom of speech, your freedom to engage in business, your freedom to even have a bank account for being a conservative, your ability to even hold a job if you're a Trump supporter, taking away your right to exist in a modern technological society and your right to defend yourself against all the violent, illegal aliens that the left wants to have just running into this country, crossing the borders en masse. They take away all that. What have you got left to lose by taking a stand for yourself and your country? There's nothing left to lose, because if you lose, they're going to take everything and they're going to mass murder you as well. That's what they want. That's their plan. Have no illusions, people. They, the journo terrorist media, and the criminal treasonous actors inside the tech giants, they will not stop until they mass murder all of their political opponents. And they will deliberately cause that violence, and they will celebrate it. And they will say they're doing it in the name of tolerance. That's who they are. They are delusional. They are dangerous. They are criminals. They are mentally ill. They are psychotic. They're psychopathic. And at some point, you have to stop them. That point is just about here. So stay tuned. We'll see what happens. Read my websites, newstarget.com and naturalnews.com. And also, of course, you can watch my videos and listen to my podcasts at Brighteon.com. That's the free speech alternative to YouTube. God bless America. Pray for the safety of all of us. And be ready to defend your nation and your life, because they don't want you to live at all. And if you hand them your guns, they'll use them on you. Never give up your Second Amendment rights, or you will be executed. Before we get into the next segment, reminder that this is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. We have a fish oil alternative for those who don't want to take in fish-based products, many of which are heavily contaminated with mercury. We have a product called Ahi Flower. It's made from plants, and it's a fish oil-like supplement with many of the same essential fatty acids and the same beneficial effects on your body, but it's made from plants. It's lab tested for heavy metals, glyphosate, and microbiology to make sure it doesn't contain E. coli or salmonella or anything like that. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. It's good for your health and it's clean.